Early education is certainly on the national radar. President Obama mentioned universal preschool again last month in the State of the Union address, but few are talking about the workforce that provides this education. KPCC's Deepa Fernandez brings us this story from the front lines.
Tonya McMillan worked as an executive assistant for a healthcare company for years. Then it downsized. Losing her job made her reflect on what she really wanted to do.
I think I want to start my own business, and I have got to do something about this tugging at my heart to work with children.
So she got her associate's degree and opened a childcare centre out of her home. 21 years later, McMillan estimates that she works 65-hour weeks doing everything from teaching to cooking and filing paperwork. And what does she bring home? About $15,000 a year.
To tell you the truth, my passion was what was driving me.
McMillan serves low-income kids in Bellflower. There are more than 32,000 home-based providers like her in California who serve children that are subsidized by a blend of state and federal funding. But it's a complicated process with lots of middlemen, and any little mistake can delay payment for weeks or months. For example,
you have a child and you have an attendance sheet, and the parents sign in, the parents sign out at the end of the month. You have to submit your attendance sheet so that you can get reimbursed for the work that you're doing.
But it all has to be just right.
If there is a problem on the attendance sheet, like two different color black inks were used, they hold up the provider's pay until they can figure out what they want to do.
When McMillan realized other daycare owners were having their pay held up on technicalities, she decided to help. That led McMillan to her second big life change. She became a community organizer.
Hi.
Hey, girl. I know it's nap time.
She's visiting Katrina Williams during nap time at her daycare. Williams called McMillan the night before. She was at her wit's end, waiting to get paid for childcare she's already provided.
A 3-week gap in between letting you know that they are still approved for childcare.
Not fair. That's not fair to you.
No.
McMillan promises she'll follow up and heads to the door.
But thank you, Tonya.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you, girl, all the time. All the time.
She's got another provider to visit.
Oh, Tonya, she's real strong and she's going to keep going until we get what we deserve.
McMillan isn't the only one who's noticed the plight of independent childcare providers. Terry Carter works for SEIU, Local 99 Education Workers Union, which is trying to unionize childcare workers statewide.
Especially because of the poor payment policies and the lag in payment. I mean, these women are doing, you know, cash flow gymnastics.
So along with helping her peers when problems crop up, Tonya McMillan has become involved with the union. She said workers deserve a voice in childcare policy.
And as I got to know more childcare providers, I realized it wasn't my story. It was our story.
McMillan says as she struggled with agencies that funnel payments to providers, she realized she had to go one rung up the ladder if she wanted to change things. She and other workers approached the Department of Education and achieved a small victory.
Every 4 months, we have now input meetings with some of the head people at the CDE.
At a recent meeting at McMillan's house.
Okay, ladies, so let's get started.
Childcare providers strategized on how to get others to join an upcoming union event, a bus tour from San Diego to Sacramento to bring attention to their issues.
And the whole intent of this bus tour, we're sending a message, number one, to Governor Brown.
Okay.
McMillan has big hopes for change. An assembly bill in Sacramento would establish a parent advisory committee to give providers like her a voice on state-level policies, including pay. It would also allow childcare providers statewide to unionize. From the Education Desk, I'm Deepa Fernandez, 89.3 KPCC.